Lachan Shabbos is, of course, Lav Daraisa found in Asteras Adibras, Balsasa Chomolacha with Nisr Skila, Kareis and Chatas. But in addition to the Isser Malacha and Shabbos and Yantif of Alav, there also is an essay. The Gemara Bava Metzion Daf Lamed Beis tells us that this is true when it comes to Shabbos, and the Sugi and Shabbos and Daf Chav Daled Beis and Daf Ches, that this is true when it comes to Yantif as well. Malachis Yantif is not only Alav, but also Alav and an essay. Ravashi explains that that's why one can't apply on Yantif the principle of essay dochalos essay. On Shabbos is obvious because an essay is not going to be dochalav sheish bo skila, sheish bo kares. But on Yantif, if it's only alav, why can't one apply the principle of essay dochalos essay? Ravashi says because Yantif is not merely alav, it's also an essay. In ein essay dochalos essay, the essay. What exactly is the essay itself? We normally assume, well, if you look in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra, Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Torah tells us Shabboson, and therefore an essay of Shabboson. If you look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Uviyom Hashvi Tishbos, and therefore the Rambam writes, one who is Shoveis B'Shabbos fulfills the mitzvah essay. If a person, Rachman al-Islam, does not do so, aside from violating a law of malacha, there also is an essay as well. And if you look in Tosus and Shabbos and Daf Samates, Tosus quotes the pasuk of Ushmartem es HaShabbos ki kodesh yilochem, Shmos and Perek Lamed Aleph. And no doubt that's considered to be a chiddush, to sentence that as being the essay of Shabbos, Ushmartem es HaShabbos. Why is that considered to be a chiddush? Because, you know, the Gemara tells us that Hishamer is a los essay. If the Torah wants to tell us that there is an Isser lav, so therefore, lo, Hishamer, pen, or al. And therefore, Hishamer, like Hishamer b'neged tzaras, is considered to be an Isser lav. What about the concept of Ushmartin? So apparently, right, Tosus distinguishes and assumes that no, Hishamer is a lav, but Ushmartin is considered to be an essay, and that's the Chiddush HaTosus, Shabbos Daf Samachtes, that that's considered to be among the mitzvot essay of Shabbos. Pashup Shat, one could argue that this is against the Ramban, because if you look in Ramban and Aseres HaDibros, there the Ramban points out, when it comes to Shabbos, there's an essay of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho and Shmos Perichav, but there also is a love, Aseres HaDibros in the Eschanon, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Ooh, so Ramban writes that Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that is a lav. That's a lav. The Ramban doesn't discuss the pasuk of Ushmartem es HaShabbos, but L'Cha'ora, what is true of Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is also going to be true of Ushmartem es HaShabbos. Pashup Shabbat Ramban would assume that, yes, there's an essay of Shabbos, Shabbos on Tishbos, but Ushmartem es HaShabbos is a reference to Alav, it is not considered to be an essay. But the Chiddush HaTosus, Shabbos Samates, that Ushmartem es HaShabbos is an essay of Shabbos. You know, is there any raya to the Shita of the Ramban? I will tell you the following. When you look in the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chaf and Shavuos and Daf Chaf, that's where the Gemara tells us that Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom. Even though one would have thought that Kiddush is a classic example of a mitzvah essay, Shahazman Grama, nonetheless, women are obligated in Kiddush. Why exactly is that true? So that's what the Gemara tells us, because after all, Zohar v'shamar v'dibor echad nemro, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zachira. Since women are obligated in Shamar, they're obligated in Zohar, because v'dibor echad nemro. I'll ask you a very, very simple question. How does the Gemara know that women are obligated in Shamar? The starting point of the Gemara is Shamar, absolutely yes. And since Shomer v'Zochar b'Dibur Echad Nemru, Kol Sheishno b'Shmir Yeshno b'Zachira. How do you know women are obligated in Shomer? According to Rabban, it's obvious, no? Because Zachar is an essay, but Shomer is a law. So of course, Nashim are chayavos. Women are exempt from a mitzvah sasei she'azman grama, but women are not exempt from the lavim, and therefore, women are obviously obligated in Shomer. And kol sheisha b'shmir, yesha b'zachira. But I ask you the following kasha. According to Tosfos, Shabbos daf samachtes, that Ushmartim is a Shabbos is an essay, and the Chaora, what is true of Ushmartim is true of Shamor, so therefore, Shamor is an essay as well. So my umi hai mi hai. The Gemara writes, I know women are obligated in Zachar because they're obligated in Shamor. How do you know women are obligated in Shamor? Why isn't that considered to be a mitzvah sasei, shahazman grama? So perhaps I'll tell you the following chiddush, that according to Tosus, you have to ask like the Ran against what Tosus writes elsewhere. Against what Tosus writes elsewhere. Because there is a stunning comment of Tosus in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Tosus writes the following. Malacha, Malacha on Shabbos, Malacha on Yantiv is a lav and it's an essay. Tosus assumes as a Dovra Poshet, Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Duramas Chamaka, that women, of course, are obligated in the lav, but women are exempt. They're exempt from the essay because the essay is a mitzvah essay, shehazman grama. And Tosus asks an incredible, incredible kasha that all of those gemaras that tell us that on Yantif you can't apply the principle of essay dochalos essay, because malach on Yantif is not mere lav, it's also an essay. And ain't essay dochalos essay v'essay? No, that we mentioned, Rav Ashi, Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet. There the Mishnah tells us that if you have Truma Tameya, you cannot burn that on Yantif. Why not? Ain Sarf and Kudshin B'Yantif. Why not? Rav Ashi says, because Yantif is a lav than an essay, and essay d'chalos essay v'essay. The Gemara discusses Beitzach, Beis, and Chesem and Beis, that you cannot engage in a malacha for the purpose of Kisi Adam. Because after all, Kisi Adam is an essay, but Malacha and Yantif is a lav and an essay, and Ein Essay d'chalos essay v'essay. So Tosus writes, Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, I understand when it comes to men, Yantif is a lav and an essay. When it comes, however, to women, women have to refrain from Malacha because of the lav. The essay is a mitzvah essay, shahazman grama. So in every case, the Gemara says on Yantif, Ein Essay d'chalos essay v'essay. Why isn't that an option for women? For women, we should assume an incredible chiddush that essay d'chalos essay, when it comes to Yantif, the Tosus says is absolutely not true. Oh, so Tosus writes a stunning chiddush. A stunning chiddush. That you know why in essay d'chalos essay v'essay? Tosus writes two words. Halav olim. The lav is strengthened. The lav is fortified. The lav is bolstered. The lav is considered to be so significant that the essay is unable to budge that lav. Wow, that's Tosus's lamdus of an essay dochalos essay v'essay. Just like an essay does not have the strength to be dochalav sheish bakaris, an essay doesn't have the capacity to be dochalav, which is also an essay. Oh, and then Tosus writes the further chiddush. This is true halav olim. Even regarding nashim who are exempt from the essay. Even if you're exempt from the essay, but the lav is an avera chamura. And therefore, we're going to apply the principle even regarding women of ein essay dochalos essay v'essay, even though nashim are pturos from the essay. That's an incredible kasha, incredible teretz. The Tosus writes, in Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled, Rabbi Kiveger, in the Gilyon Hashas, and the Daf, tells you to take a look at the Tosus in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Pashab Shat, a Tosus is against this Chiddush. Because there, Tosus raises the following issue. Tosus does not discuss the question of women. Tosus raises the simple Dion. A person does the wrong thing. A person is Mekayim in Essay, but Makom Lo Sasev Essay. And we're going to take that person aside and say what you did was wrong because Ein essay dochalos essay v'essay. But a critical question, not mefurish in the Gemara. What is the onish for essay b'makom lo essay v'essay? So Tosus writes a stunning chiddush, subtraction. That the essay is dochel alav, but you have a balance, you have a remainder, you have a carryover of the essay. So any person who attempts an essay b'makom lo essay v'essay, his guilt is a bittel essay. L'mayin afkamina. Tosus writes, there's no Malkus. Stunning. There's no Malkus. Whenever the Gemara applies the principle of Rabbi Kaveger, just by studying the Marmakom, that's against the Tosus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Because the Tosus Kedushin Daf Lamed writes that if something is usher because of an essay, halav olim, the lav is strengthened, it doesn't budge, it's able to defend itself against the essay, which means the lav is bim koma ome, which means every case in the Gemara that you find of an essay, there's malchus. There's Malkus Daraisa. It's not just a bitul essay. In addition to the bitul essay, there's Malkus Daraisa because of the love. That's something that's pretty stunning. Today is in Tosus. How to understand that principle of Ein Essay Docholosa Seve Essay, Nafkane Daraisa, whether there is Malkus. So that's a stunning Kasho Tosus and a pretty stunning Teres. The Ran writes, the whole Kasha doesn't begin. Tosus' assumption is that women are only obligated in the law of Malacha, but they're exempt from the essay because the essay is a mitzvah essay, shazman grama. The Ran writes, Kedushin daf yud dalet amud beis, and daf be'arif, that is not true. When you have a standalone mitzvah essay, lulav, sukkah, shofar, that's an example of a mitzvah essay, shazman grama. But whenever you have a law, and an essay. So the lav and the essay go together. Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. The lav and essay are inseparable. So even though it's true that women are exempt from mitzvah seh shazman grama, and even though there's an essay of malacha on Shabbos and Yantif, that's true. But women are obligated in that essay because there the lav and the essay go hand in hand. And therefore, the whole kasha that Tosus raises, that, what do you mean, that this is only a lav and not an essay, the Gabi Nashim, the Ran writes that that's not true. In this case, the lav and the essay go together. I'll tell you that's a double chiddush of the Ran. Number one, that the lav and the essay are inseparable. You can't split them. Chiddush number two, oh good, I can't split them. But what is the koveya? What is the koveya? In other words, I have a lav and I have an essay. The lav, women are obligated in. The essay, maybe I would have thought is a zman grama. The answers are inseparable. But in what direction? In what direction? So the chiddush of the Ran is that one cannot split and separate lav from the essay. And the second chiddush of the Ran is the koveya is the lav. The essay is a function of the lav. So therefore, since women are obligated in the lav, they're obligated in the essay as well. Oh, that's the chiddush of the Ran. So I'll tell you the following. What was our kasha? Tosus, Shabbos, Samach Tes, that Ushmartim Esa Shabbos is an essay. If Ushmartim Esa Shabbos is an essay, so Shomer is an essay. Shomer Sima Shabbos Kadosh is an essay. So how does the Gemara know Brachos Tavchov, Shavuos Tavchov, that women are obligated in Kiddush because Zachar v'Shamar b'Derech Nemro, Koshesha v'Shmir Yeshna b'Zachira. How do you know women are obligated in Shmira? According to Ramban, of course, because it's a law, but according to Tosus, it's an essay. My ulmei hai mihai. No? That's the Teretz. Got it? No? That Tosus, in that one line, Shabbos Samartes, is against the Tosus and Kedushin, like the Chiddush of the Ran and Kedushin Daf Yadad and Daf Yerev. When do we assume that women are going to be exempt from an essay if it's a standalone essay? But even if Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadosho is an essay of what? It's an essay of Malacha. Malacha is a lav and an essay. Oh, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Ran, that here there's no Ptur of Zman Grama. Nashim are chayavos, not only in the lav of malacha, but in the essay of malacha. That's pshat in the Gemara Brachos, Stavchav. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira, whoever is obligated in shmira, which obviously is women, shmira is the essay of malacha, that nashim are chayavos, yeshno b'zechira, because zechira is a standalone essay, I would have said nashim are pturas. Oh, that's the drasha of kol sheyeshno. And therefore, a chiddush, that one line in Tosus, Shabbos Samates, is like the Ran and Kedushin, not like the Chiddush of Tosus. that Nashim are pturos. If Nashim are pturos, how do you know that Nashim are chayavos and Shemar Samar Shabbos Lakadsho? The answer is because that's a lav. That's a lav. And therefore, Nashim are chayavos. Ooh, like the chiddush of the Ramban. So that's the ha'ara of the Ran. Kedushin daf yodalid, that even though typically Nashim are pturos and mitzvah sesesha as man grama, that does not apply to the essay of malacha itself. Wow, an interesting possibility. Interesting possibility. You know, there is Ramban, and that's sugya in Kedushin, where the Ramban has an incredible kasha, the Ramban gives a teretz, and I'll challenge you, is that like or is that against the Ran? The Ramban is bothered by the following. You know, that very Gemara tells us that women are exempt from mitzvah seisha hazman grama. But if it's a mitzvah seisei she'ein hazman grama, nashim chayavos. What's an example of a mitzvah seisei she'ein hazman grama? The Gemara says hashavas aveda, or shiluach hakan, or the need to make a makkah legagecha. Oh, those are three stunning examples of mitzvah seisei hazman grama and nashim chayavos. So the Ramban, right, dira maschil v'ha, asks an unbelievable kasha. Those are rayas that nashim are chayavos in a mitzvah sesesha ein hazman grama? Yeah. Those are three examples of mitzvah sesesha ein hazman grama, nashim are chayavos. The Ramban writes, how in the world is that a raya? All three of those cases are also alav. And nashim are chayavos and lavim. So when it comes to Shavas Aveda, there's alav, those suchali salim. And the same is true when it comes to all of those cases the Gemara mentions. No? Shiluach HaKan is also a lav daraisa. There's a lav daraisa of Simas Damim. It's not just an essay of building a makkah, but there's a lav daraisa. So how can the Gemara cite those as examples of cases of Nashim HaChayavos because it's a mitzvah seishin hazman grama? Of course, Nashim HaChayavos, because they're lavim. They're lavim. And Nashim, with few exceptions, are chayivin, all of them. Whoa, that's the kasha of the Ramban. So you know what the Ramban answers? No. These cases, all three, are alav and an essay. Hashavas Aveda, alav and an essay. Shiluach HaKan, alav and an essay. The same thing as when it comes to the Chiyuv HaMakkah, alav and an essay. And the Ramban writes, ooh, I'll tell you, like the Ran, that the lav and the essay are inseparable. You can't split the lav and the essay. So far so good. So the Ran's exactly like the Ramban, but I'm going to tell you the following. No. L'chora, they're saying the opposite things. The opposite, no? What's the chiddush of the Ran? The lav and the essay are inseparable. Okay, I got that. You can't separate them. What is the koveya? You know what the answer is? Whoever's obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. And therefore, if you're obligated in the lav of malacha, you're obligated in the essay of malacha. The Ramban is arguing the opposite. All three of those cases are a lav and an essay. And lav and essay are inseparable. And whoever is obligated, who is ever obligated in the essay is obligated in the lav. And whoever would be exempt from the essay is exempt from the lav. So that's the Gemara's raya, that women must be obligated in the essay. Are you going to tell me it's a lav? If they're exempt from the essay, they're exempt from the lav. No, that's exactly the chiddush of that Ramban. That you can't separate the lav and the essay, but the koveya is not the lav. The koveya is the essay. No? So l'chora, they both agree against Tosos that you can't separate lav and the essay, but in what direction? How do you flip it? No? That they seem to argue in exact opposition. That what is the koveya? The Ran writes the lav. The Ramban, what is the koveya? It's the essay. And that's the Gemara's Raya Muchachas. Women are obligated in the essay. I'll tell you, I don't think it's a stira. I think bozev limer al zeh. Right, the words of the Ran, the words of the Ramban, right, amashlimim zeh zeh, both would absolutely agree. This critical question, you have a lav and an essay. You have a lav and an essay. And you can't separate them. But what is the starting point? Is the starting point the lav, or is the starting point the essay? You know what the answer is? It depends. It depends. It really depends. Well, I'll tell you a kash of nesivas. You know, Prutah Rabbi Yosef. A shomer aveda is a shomer sachar because there is some monetary gain because of osik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. And if an ani would approach him right now, he is not obligated to forward those funds. And therefore, that penny saved, the Prutah Rabbi Yosef, is a penny earned that now he's considered to be a shomer sachar. Well, I'll tell you a kash of nesivas. No? Tzedakah is an essay. Pesoach tiftach. But if an ani approaches you and you send him away empty-handed, all it is an essay. But they're two lavim, lo samets, no sick boats. Lo samets, no sick boats. They're lavim daraisa. They're lavim daraisa. And if they're lavim daraisa, how in the world? Now, osek b'mitzvah, potem ara mitzvah, allows you to violate lavim daraisa. How can that possibly be? How can that possibly be? The Nesivos leaves us as a tzarech iyun, unbelievable. No, the Beis Yaakov and Ksuvos. You know what I'll tell you the teretz is? I'll tell you the teretz is as follows, that you know what? When you have something that's a lav and an essay, a lav and an essay, the lav and essay are linked. When it comes to tzedakah, how are they linked? How are they linked? You know, I'll tell you there are two possibilities, no? What is the starting point? Oh, maybe the starting point is this. The Torah begins with the lav daraisa, lo samets, no sikpots. And in order to see to it that you don't violate the law, the Torah tells you there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is a function of the law. I will tell you that sounds very strange. That sounds very strange, no? Yeah, you start with the law. Isn't the opposite obvious, no? The Torah wants you to give tzedakah. Pesoach tiftach. And the Torah knows, sometimes you know what's going to happen? You're going to kind of, lo samets, lo sick boats. You're not going to do so. The Torah wants you to be Meshiv Aveda. But you know, the Torah knows what your mindset is. You know, I'm going to say, you know what? Aveda? What Aveda? What Aveda? The Torah tells us, Lo Sucha Lizalim. What is the purpose of Lo Sucha Lizalim? Isn't it obvious that in that case, the purpose of the Lav is to reinforce, to bolster, to fortify the essay? What's the other possibility? The Torah started with an Isra of Lo Sucha Lizalim. And as a result of that, the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Or the Torah begins with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and in order to ensure that it's fulfilled, the Torah tells us, you better be careful. Don't pretend that you didn't see that chefetz. Isn't it clear in that example of Hashavas Aveda that the lav is a function of the essay? Oh, I'll tell you, that's the answer to the Nesivos' kasha. No, the Nesivos is found again, Ksuvos, Beis Yaakov, Daf Mem Tes Mem Beis. Right? And the Sugya Prutah Rabbi Yosef, Avakam Adaf Nundav from the Beis. That's the answer. When it comes to tzedakah, the starting point is the essay. If there's no essay, because of Osek, the mitzvah, potam, and a mitzvah, there's no love. You don't view the love independently. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah. And the Torah wants to ensure that you're absolutely going to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah. So therefore, the Torah tells us, don't you dare, lo samets, lo sikpots. But in a case where the mitzvah tzedakah does not apply, osek b'mitzvah, there is no love. There is no love. So when it comes, for example, to a case of tzedakah, it's a love and an essay. What's the starting point? What's the starting point? The essay. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, what's the starting point? The essay. What about when it comes to Malacha and Shabbos and Yantif? The starting point is the essay. There I will tell you. There I will tell you the Ran. The Torah wants you to refrain from Malacha. So the Torah tells us that there's a lav daraisa. You're chayiv skil on Shabbos if you do Malacha. In addition to the lav, there's also an essay. If I were to ask you in the realm of Hilchos Brachos, no? Ikar and Tafel. What is the driver? What is secondary? Which is a function of which? You're really going to tell me that the essay is primary and the lav is secondary? Yeah, you're really going to tell me that when it comes to Shabbos? Well, how do you distinguish? I'll tell you the following. When the Torah demands a mitzvah sasei, a kiyum esei, b'kum v'esei, the esei is the driver. When the Torah is telling you, don't you dare, you should refrain, like malacha, the lav is considered to be the koveya. And there I will tell you, ooh, the Ran and the Ramban, exactly. When it comes to the case of malacha, the esei is a function of the lav. The lav is the koveya. When it comes to a case of tzedakah, when it comes to a case of Hashavas Aveda, the essay is the koveya. So it cannot be that women are going to be obligated in the lav of Hashavas Aveda if they're exempt from the essay of Hashavas Aveda. That's exactly the Gemara's example, that women are obligated in a mitzvah sasei, she'en hazman grama. I'll tell you, that's the chiddush of the Ran and the Ramban. Okay, so now we have Shabbos Yantif Alav and an essay. Now I'm going to ask you the following. What is the domain? What exactly do they cover? What is included in the lav and what is included in the essay? So if I ask you, what is included in the lav of Lo Sasach Malacha? You're going to tell me, Lamites Malachas. Lamites Malachas. And you're also going to tell me, oh, don't forget about Toldos. Shabbos Davayim. They're Toldos also. And if a person violates a told, he violates a lav daraisa, skila, kare, schatas, for a told as well. Okay, then I know. Now I'm going to ask you the following question. What is included in the essay? What exactly is included in the essay? In the essay? That is unclear. And here I would tell you that there are multiple shitas for sure. Multiple shitas rishon. Wow. The sugi of Amos. Sugi that you know. Hey, I'm a beis vavam adal. Rachman litzlan. Now, a parent instructs you to be mechal Shabbos. A parent instructs you to be mechal Shabbos. Yochel yishmal. Maybe you would think that yes. Ki barav eim is doche. We've discussed this Gemara in different contexts. Now, an incredible Rashi on that Gemara. Now, what did the parents say? Bimachal on Shabbos? Is that the Iker mitzvah of ki barav eim? When a parent tells you bimachal on Shabbos, so first the Rashi writes, that cannot be the case in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara says following. Now the Sugyan Kedushin. Ki barav eim is providing a parent with certain needs, for example, food. And a parent turns to their child and says, you know what, I'm starving. And the child looks around and sees the only food he can access is through Chilul Shabbos. The child who's a Kohen looks around and sees the only way he can access the food is by going in the Beis HaKoros. So that's the Chiddush Barash. But number one, the Gemara is not talking about where a parent says, Be Mechalo Shabbos. Be Mechalo Shabbos, that's not the Rashba writes, the type of Ki Varava aim. You could have a haba, meaning of dechias yisurim. The case is where the father just says, I need, and you look around and the only access is b'derech avera. Okay. But the Gemara says that's still difficult. Now, Shabbos is alav sheish bo karetz, alav sheish bo skila. You really think that ki baravim is doch alav sheish bo skila? Really? We know that's not true. A mitzvah to say is not doch halav sheish bo skila, not doch halav sheish bo kares. Bris milah on Shabbos is only mutter because it's a gzeres hakasuv. The gzeres hakasuv is only milah b'zmana. Milah shlo b'zmana is also on Shabbos, also on yantiv. So what do you mean? No. So the Gemara says the following: we're not talking about lamites malachos. We're not talking about avos. We're not talking about toldos. There it's obvious. The Ki Barav is not Kibidoch and Av. It's not Kibidoch and Tol. You're dealing with Isurei Karis, Isurei Skila. But you know what? There's certain Isurim of Shabbos where there's no Karis, there's no Skila. For example, Mechamer. The Torah tells me, you know what? I'm not allowed to lead an animal in that fashion. Mechamer. Mechamer is not one of the Lamites Melachos. Mechamer is an Isra Lav. There's no Karis. There's no Skila. but there's an Isser Lav. One maybe could raise the following issue, a little bit unclear. Maybe it's not limited to Mechamer. Maybe there's a whole host of Isurei Shabbos that are not Isurei Malacha. What about Tchumim? What about Tchumim? Minchas Chinuch, Chav Daled. What about Shvisas Avadim? Shvisas Behemto? According to Beis Shammai, Shvisas Kelim. Maybe there's a whole host. There is a whole host of Isurei Shabbos and Isurei Malacha. So maybe one could argue, oh, what is true of Mechamer is true of all those cases. Maybe. What exactly do I mean? As follows. So the Gemara says Mechamer. There's no kares, there's no ski, there's no chatas. It's a lav. If it's just a lav, so if there's a conflict between Kibbur Avim and Mechamer, maybe I should say the Kibbur Avim is Docha. Es Yochalosa say. That's the Gemara Nivamos. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Achesh Shavsosei Tishmaru. Kulchem Chem V'chvodi. Kibbur Avim is not even Docha Mechamer. Oh, and like the Rashba's case, the father says, I'm hungry, and the only way you can access the food is Al Yedei Mechamer. You're not allowed to do that. Achesh Shavsosei Tishmaru. Kulchem Chayim V'chvodi. So Tosus. This Tosus Yivamas. Vav Hamad Aleph. Demaskal Taimer. An incredible Kasha. Still difficult. Because I admit, in Mechamer, there's no Kares. I know that in Mechamer, there's no Skila. There is a love. But isn't there also an essay? There's no Kares, there's no Skila. But isn't there an essay? And if there's an essay, you're back to your kasha, that ein essay dochalosa, save essay. Whoa, that's Tosus's kasha. Pretty unbelievable, no?
Rabbi, what's the essay?
Right, the same essay we've been dealing with, right? Shabbosam, Tishbos, Ushmartan es HaShabbos. There's an essay of Shabbos. And the essay of Shabbos applies to Mechamer. So good, there's no kares, there's no skila, but there's an essay of Shabbos. That's Tosus's kasha. And you'll take a look at the Teretz of Tosus. Tosus is not budged from that assumption. Tosus just points out that maybe there was grounds to think that Kibbur Avim could be Doche Mechamer, even though it's a lav and an essay. But for our purposes, for this year, you know what you see from Tosus? That the essay of Shabbos is not limited to Lam Tes Malachos. The lav of Shabbos is limited to Tavos and Toldos. The essay, Tosus writes, applies even to Mechamer. So you see a fascinating Chiddush of Tosus, that the essay applies in cases where there is no lav of Losasa Chomalacha. And I would just throw out, you can think about this, right? This will be a challenge for today's shiur. You can get back to me afterwards. No? Not many of you got back to me afterwards? Right, about the Sveik and Dine Brachos, no? But some of you did, but not many. What Tosus assumes that there's an essay in Mechamer. But you learn Shabbos this year, no? So you needed a little bit of a Bekiyas. Would this be true of Tchumim, Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto, or Shvisas Keim, according to Beis Shammai? Tosus says it's about Mechamer. When I say, oh, Mechamer is a category of Isurei Shabbos, they're not Isurei Malacha. Or maybe one could distinguish and argue, look, don't overreach. Tosus says it applies to Mechamer, but who says it's going to apply to Shvisas Vehemta? And therefore, I wouldn't say Shvisas Vehemta was allowed in the Nesei. Okay? But for our purposes, oh, you have a Chiddush of Tosus. No? That's why you have to know Shas. No? You learn the entire Masechta. And all of a sudden, you move on to Maseches Yevamos, you see Tosus Davav, that the essay of Shabbos applies even to non-Malacha. Unbelievable, no? And you know who disagrees? The Rashba. The Rashba on that very sugya, the Maskel Enigmar, writes that the whole Kasha Tosus is not true, because you're ready? The essay of Shabbosam only applies to Malacha like the love. Whatever is included in the lav is included in the essay. And if mechamer is not one of the lamitas malachos, there is no essay, which means mechamer is its own lav, but one would not violate Shabbason or Tishbos or Shmartim es Shabbos Ayidei mechamer. And that's exactly the Gemara. If it's only a lav, so one would have thought that Kibra Avim is doche, if not for the Pasuk of Shabbos and Achash Shabsoset Yishmaru Kulchem Chavachlodi.
Can Rebbe explain that last point?
The Rashba writes, there's no essay. Essay only applies to Lam and Tesalachos. When there's a lav, there's an essay. Do you violate the lav of Losasa Chavalacha in Mechamer? Nope. If there's no lav, so therefore there's no essay. So Tosus is willing to grant that the essay expands above and beyond the Isser Lav. It applies to Lamites Malachos and more. And the Rashba writes, that's really not true. That's really not true. That's not the case. Not the case at all. So those are two unbelievable shittas, no? Whether indeed the essay of Shabbason is limited to the scope of the Lav, or whether it transcends that domain, the scope of the lav itself. I'll tell you what I think is more than a diuk, but I would tell you that I think that is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananya. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananya. Where is this Rabbeinu Chananya? Psachim Dafei. Psachim Dafei, the Gemara deals with the following issue. Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. That does not mean that engage in the mitzvahs tashbisu on the first day of Pesach, but rather erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. Okay? How do you know that's true? Maybe it means the first day of Pesach. Maybe it means the first day of Pesach. The Gemara has raya after raya after raya. That rishon here means prior to. No? Rishon and Achron can mean one, the first and the last, or Rishon and Achron can mean the former and the latter. The former and the latter. Well, Achron, Rishon, Tashbisa, Erev Pesach. How do you know it's true? So Rabbi Akiva says the following. How in the world can you think that it means do bir chametz on Pesach? Then what do you mean? Do bir chametz on Pesach? Matzinu lahavara shi'av malacha. You're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. So if the Torah says burn your chametz, doesn't mean on Pesach. It means an erev Pesach. Ooh. So the Gemara tells us, right, the bottom of Heimud Aleph, the top of Heimud Beis, Shma Mina Drabi Kiva Tlas. There are three incredible chidushim you see from this simple statement of Rabbi Akiva. Matzin Lavar Shi Avmalach. You know, you can give a shir, a lengthy shir, on all the Shma Minas. No? Shma Mina Mid Rabbi Kiva Tlas. Okay? One Shma Mina is Ein Bir Chametz Al Besreifa. But because if you can get rid of your chametz without burning, why is that such a kasha? Why is that such a kasha? Huh? This year I told my tzibur, don't do sreifa. No? So take the crumbs of chametz and flush it down the toilet. Hashpasa b'chol davar. So if Rabbi Kiva is insisting on sreifa, I guess he insists on sreifa. So Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion. The machlok is tanaim, that in bir chametz al besreifa, not for now. The Gemara has another shmamina, that apparently Rabbi Akiva denies the principle of mitoch, based it up your base, because we assume mitoch shehut l'tzorech hutrunami shelo l'tzorech, which would seemingly indicate that just like malachas socho nefesh is mutter, so sreifa is mutter even shelo l'tzorech. So let's assume like Tosus. Shalot Tzorach doesn't mean Shalot Tzorach cloud. You need a Tzorach mitzvah. You have a Tzorach mitzvah. Bir chametz. Oh, so the Gemara says, you see, that Rabbi Kiva denies the principle of mitoch. Separate shit. our shir. No? You know what you see? That Rabbi Yekiva holds Havara l'chalek yotzas. Havara is l'chalek yotzas. That's very difficult. But what exactly does that mean? The Torah tells us that you can't start a fire on Shabbos. You can't go ahead and ignite. No? But you know what's interesting? There's a pasuk that tells us that's true. Lo sevaro eish b'chomosh lo seichem b'yom ha-shabbos. Lo sevaro eish. It's a little unusual. There's no pasuk for borer. There's no pasuk for kosev. But there is a pasuk for lo sevaro eish. What exactly does that tell us? So Shabbos daf ayin amud aleph, that's an unbelievable machlokes between Rav Nassim and Rav Yossi. Why does the Torah single out lo sevaro eish? Why does the Torah single out lo sevaro eish? Oh, so Rabbi Yossi says something pretty unbelievable. If I ask you the following, why does the Torah single out Mechamer? We just discussed Mechamer. Why does the Torah single out Shisas Behemto? Why does the Torah single out Tchumim, if you hold Rabbi Kiva Tchum is Daraisa? Well, of course the Torah has to single out. What are you going to say? No, it's Belala Malachos. It's like, no, it's not Bichla Malachos. There's no Kares, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos. It's a lav. So Rabbi Yossi says an unbelievable thing. The fact that the Torah singles it out is the greatest indicator that it's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. And if a person goes ahead and starts a fire on Shabbos, he violates the lav of lo sevaro eish, but guess what? There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatos. It's a lav. That's called havara l'lav yatzas. And Rabbi Nassim disagrees. The way we assume like lahalach and argues that's not true. Lo sevar leish is b'chla hamalachos. It's not like mechamer, not like shvisa savadim. It's b'chla hamalachos. Why does the Torah single that out? Ooh, Shabbos dafayin. To tell us the concept of chiluk malachos. Chiluk malachos. Okay? So, techazer quickly. So everybody agrees lo sevar leish is aser. It's a pasuk in Chumash. But what exactly is the onesh? According to Rabbi Nosson, kari skilachatos. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's aser, but it's a lav. There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatos. Good. That's really important, machlokas. But what in the world does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said, I will prove to you that Rishon here means Erev Pesach. How can I prove to you that Rishon means Erev Pesach? Because you're not allowed to burn chametz. That's an isser. So if the Torah says burn chametz, it can't be referring to Yantif, it has to refer to Erev Yantif. So the Gemara says that you see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassan, that Havara is l'chalak yatzas. How do you see that? How in the world do you see that? Both Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi agree it's usser. And therefore, it's usser to do so on Shabbos, usser to do so on Yantiv. And therefore, if it's usser to burn on Yantiv, if the Torah says to burn, it can't be referring to Yantiv. It's referring to Erev Yantiv. What in the world does that have to do with Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi? So this is the Kash of Tosus. Psachim, Heimudbeis. What does this have to do with Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi? Everybody agrees it's usser. So Tosus writes two terutzim. One teretz unbelievable, and that is the nafgamina between Rav Nassan and Rabbi Yossi is not just what is the onesh on Shabbos. That's true. According to Rav Nassan, it's a malacha, skila. According to Rabbi Yossi, no skila, no kares, no chatos, it's halav. Okay, I got it. But there's another machlokas which is unbelievable. Does this iser lo sevaro eish apply on Yantif? Does it apply on Yantif? That's Gemara doesn't mention. Oh, but that's the issue. Is it applicable to Yantif? Why? Because just like Malachas Asar on Shabbos, Malachas Asar on Yantif. Good? So if it's a Malacha, Malachas Avod is also Asar on Yantif. So if it's a Malacha, it's Asar ben B'Shabbos ben B'Yantif. But if it's not a Malacha, it's just a separate Isser of Shabbos. How do you know that every separate Isser of Shabbos applies on Yantif? Maybe not. Whoa, what a chiddush. A small tosus. Sachim Heimarbei is a longer tosus. Beitzach of Gimel Amar Aleph. Tosus quotes Yerushalmi about this. And take a look. Does the Isser of those Savaru Eish apply on Yantif? So Tosus suggests, according to Rabbi Nassin, yes, according to Rabbi Yossi, no. Ooh, if that's true, but this is such a chiddush. If that's true, so of course you understand the Gemara. If Rabbi Akiva says there's an Isser of Sreif on Yantif, you see, he holds like Rabbi Nassin, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no Isser Daraisa of Sreif on Yantif. Whoa, okay, if that's true, but according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Isser, then of course, Rabbi Akiva has to hold like Rabbi Nassin. Oh, but that's a major, major deal. So I'll give you more homework, right? And what about Mechamer, Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Bemta, Shvisas Kelim, Tchumim? Is that also an issue about whether that applies on Yom Tov? And if you finish all that homework, now I'm going to ask another question. What about Yom Kippur? When it comes to this issue, is Yom Kippur exactly like Shabbos? Is Yom Kippur not? It's more like Yom Tov. Once you tell me that there are major distinctions between Shabbos and Yom Tov, is it so obvious that Yom Kippur falls out on the Shabbos side? On the Shabbos side, there's skill on Shabbos. There's no skill on Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll have to talk about it. That's one day in Tosus. A second day in Tosus. No, no, no. The Shmamin of Rabbi Kiva is not so dramatic. You know what? One could have proven Rabbi Kiva's argument without mentioning Rabbi Nassin and Rabbi Yossi. The Torah says burn chametz, and you're not allowed to burn chametz on Yom Tov. So obviously it means burn chametz on Erev Yom Tov. That's the argument. But guess what? That's not what Rabbi Kiva said. Those were not the words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's words were Matsinu Havare Shihi Av Malacha. I heard Rabbi Akiva giving the shiur, and Rabbi Akiva used the word Av Malacha. So if you use the word Av Malacha, that's Rabbi Nassin. That's not Rabbi Yossi. You could have put forth the same argument according to Rabbi Yossi. Havari is Aser on Yom Tov, and therefore, obviously, you have to bring your chametz on Erev Yom Tov. But that's not what Rabbi Akiva said. He didn't say Matsinu lahavara shihi asura. He said Matsinu avarshi av malacha. He used the words av malacha. Guess what? That means you hold like Rabbi Nassin, not like Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So now Rabbi Nochananel, right? And this will, with this we'll conclude. We have a lot more to discuss about the Esed Shavasim. Maybe we'll continue in the next year club. But Rabbi Nochananel, you know Rabbi Nochananel is always so concise. You know, Rabbi Nochananel writes a one line here, but like unbelievable. Rabbi Nochananel writes the following. It's clear that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassin. How is the Chalak Yatzis? How is that clear? The words. No, not just the words. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Isser of those Sevarah Eishan Yantif. Nope, that's not it either. Against Teres 1 Atosus, against Teres 2 Atosus, not like the Tosus and Beitz Nafchav Gimel. You know what the Rai is? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Whoa. Tashbisu is a mitzvah sasei. There is an Isser on Yom Tov of burning chametz. Lo Sevar Oish applies even on Yom Tov. But can I apply the principle of Esei Docholos Esei? You're such a thing. Can I apply the principle of Esei Docholos Esei? The mitzvah of Tashbishu should be Doche Lo Sevar Oish. What's the answer to that question? That depends on Rabbi Nassin, Rabbi Yossi. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva says no, that's a giveaway that he holds like Rabbi Nassin. That's Rabbi Nochananel. Rabbi Nochananel just writes in a few words. How do you know he holds like Rabbi Nassin? Because we don't apply the principle of Esei Docholos Esei. what in the world does that mean? What in the world does that mean? You know, what first comes to mind, but it's of course absolutely wrong, is that according to Rabbi Nassan, those sevravish is a malacha, skila, chatas, kares. You can't apply a seidel chalos asay. If something is alav, a seidel chalos asay. That's ridiculous. No. We're not talking about bir chametz on Shabbos. We're talking about bir chametz on Yantif. On Yantif, there's no skila, there's no kares, there's no chatas, there's love. Why should this depend on Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yossi? And I'll tell you a further point. It's against everything, no. Shabbos Chaf Daled, Beitz Adav Ches. You can't apply Yaseh Do Chalos Aseh to Yantif. Because Yantif is a lav and an Aseh, and an Yaseh Do Chalos Aseh Aseh. How in the world would you think you can apply Yaseh Do Chalos Aseh? That's Rabbi Nachananah writes. Apply Yaseh Do Chalos Aseh. And the fact that you don't, who is a riot Rabbi Nasana? How is it? Of course you can't apply Yaseh Do Chalos Aseh. That's clear in Gemara. Ein Yaseh Do Chalos Aseh Aseh. As it applies to Yantif. So what exactly is the answer? So you know what I'll tell you? The answer is simple. But unbelievable, no? Rabbi Nachananah is exactly like the Rashba. Exactly like the Rashba. Whoa. So this isn't just a machlokes. The Rashba and Tosus. Rabbi Nachananah is like the Rashba. And that's it. That's it. No. Terutzim don't have to take 20 minutes. No. The answer is that Rabbi Nachananah is like the Rashba. We're done. No? What was the chiddush of the Rashba? Yivam Lesgavav. That the essay doesn't apply to everything. There's no essay when it comes to Machamer. The essay only applies to Lamites Malachos, Avos and Todos. That's it. So I'm going to ask you the following question. Is there an essay for Lo Sevar Aleish? Is there an essay for Lo Sevar Aleish? It's a lav on Yantiv. Not like Tosus, but is there an essay? You know what the answer is going to be. According to Rabbi Nassan, it's one of the malachos. Malacha an Yantif is a lav and an essay. But according to Rabbi Yossi, then it's not a malacha. On Shabbos, there's no kares, there's no skid, there's no chatos. It's not a malacha. It's an iser daraisa. It's a lav, but it's not a malacha. And if it's not a malacha, it's not an av, it's not a tolda. There's no essay. Which would mean there's an afkamina, according to Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi, whether on Shabbos there's kares, skid, and chatos. But there's an afkamina on Yantif. Is it a lav? Or is it also a lav and an essay? So according to Rabbi Nassan, it's a lav and an essay. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a lav. It's only a lav. Lamay nafkamina, whether on Yantif it's a lav or a lav and an essay, it's off limits. You know what the answer is? Essay do chalos essay. Because essay do chalos essay, but ein essay do chalos essay. Is there a possibility of bir chametz, the mitzvah tashbisa being docha the lav lo sevar aleish? According to Rabbi Nassan, nope. According to Rabbi Yossi, absolutely yes. That's Rabbi Nachananel. The raya that Rabbi Akiva aligns himself with Rabbi Nassan is because he doesn't allow for the mitzvah tashbisa to be docha this tzra lo sevar aleish. That work? Is there an essay? Is there an essay? So far, out of what I think is a total of five shitas, we have two. But according to Tosus, the essay, the Shabbosan, applies to Machamer, even though it's not a malacha. And maybe, I'm throwing it out, that if it applies to Machamer, it could apply even to Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto, Tchumim, Shvisas Kelim. But according to Rashba, no, Rashba Ben Chanal, it's only limited to Lamites Malachos, no more. No less. No more, no less. You know, this is going to be relevant to our starting point about, whoever's obligating one is obligating another. Are they identical? Or is there a life to the essay that's not covered by the love? All right, so this we'll have to speak about. So let's chazer this, no? And then we'll have to start to discuss three other shittas in Rishonim. But what are other possibilities? right, for the essay de Shabbos. But clearly an essay that applies on Shabbos and on Yantiv and Machlokes, whether women are obligated in the essay, whether they're not. But even if women are exempt, it fortifies the law, as Tosus writes. But a fundamental Machlokes, Tosus, Rashi, Rabbi Nechananel. Right, what exactly is included in the essay de Shabbosah? Tosus is willing to expand in the Chiddush de Rashba that no, it's limited to cases which are covered by the law, avos, toldos, but it would not apply to non-malachos, even though those are forbidden in Hatam. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will continue with further diyunim in the essay de Shabbos. I'll stay on if there are any questions, any comments, and good. Chaim, how was the transmission? Was this better?
Yeah, it was much better.
Yeah, we did just a change. Okay, very good.
Yeah, sure.
Very, very good.